Vega, who both star in ABC Family's Ruby and the Rockets. Davey, Alexa.
Hello.
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
What's happening, kiddo? Now, I know, no doubt, I've done these things before. You're sitting in a studio, and you do around 40 of these in a row, and it all starts to run together in your head. And each person starts off by pointing that out, like I just did, and then saying, what question haven't you been asked? I'll spare you that, because that gets more...
Thank you.
I know something about Dennis Miller that many people do not know. I assume they don't know.
All right, here we go.
You have a photographic memory, do you not?
Well, I wouldn't say I would say it's blurry. I don't often have it. I don't have it in focus, but yeah.
I don't know if you remember. We were at the Tyson Holyfield fight, and you probably don't remember. This was quite an. This was the ear episode.
Sure, I remember. What do you know? Now, how can you say I have a photographic memory and then say Dennis and I were on the Titanic together? I'm not sure. I'm not sure he remembers. Yeah, I do.
It was very, very cool because I have always been a fan of yours and loved your work. And I thought some of the television that you've done is, honest to God, has impressed me a lot. But when I met you, I was astounded that you actually could think.
Thank you,
it's
Dave.
It's remarkable. Dennis, you weren't just reading a cue card.
No, no. You remember the night we watched the Rat Pack in Vegas, and you were playing Bobby Darin coming up out of the crowd. God, that was a fun night. We had such a blast together.
It was a blast. I wrote it and co-wrote it with Don Rio, who's dear friend of mine.
Oh, I didn't know it was with Rio. Yeah, he's got great chops. That show was monster. And the kid who played Sinatra, what was his name, Caldwell?
Yeah, Bobby Caldwell, fabulous singer and actor, and it was a very great experience. Don and I broke the cardinal rule of producing, and we put up our own money. Don't ever do that, Dennis.
No.
But it was a big hit, and I loved going in. Unfortunately, well, or fortunately for me, I also was producing another show that I was starring in, so on my dark nights, I would go over and go in and do, you know, Beyond the Sea and Up the Lazy River and, of course, Mac the Knife. But I love Bobby Darin.
Yeah, it was fun, man. I'm sitting there with Dave. All of a sudden, he bolts out of the booth, the banquette. He's up on the stage doing Bobby Darin, then he comes back. Hey, listen, let's flip it over to Alexa for a second. Kiddo, tell me about your show. What do you got here? Ruby and the Rockets, Tuesdays, 8:30 on ABC Family. Tell me a little bit about it, doll.
Exciting. We shoot live in front of an audience every Friday, and there's a lot of singing on the show. And, you know, like most shows, they lip sync in front of the audience, but we decided that we wanted to have a really great raw, natural feeling and natural sound. So when I crack or mess up, they're keeping it in the show because they want people to be able to relate to Ruby's character. So
yeah, be careful what you wish for with cinema verite, kiddo. Because now listen, Alexa. Now you first started out in Spy Kids. How old are you now? And where's your melon at, kid? You can still get your head on straight.
She's completely down straight.
Thank you, Mr. David.
Grounded. No Hollywood, no showbiz glitz, losing her mind. She is very grounded. She grew up on a farm in Ocala, Florida, where I visit often because I raise horses. But we have a cast. No one, first of all, my brothers and I, Patrick and I, are co-starring with Alexa. And my brother Sean is the executive producer, head writer with Marsh McCall. And there would be no way in the world that anybody could start to become a diva. It just ain't going to happen because...
Not around these guys.
Not around us.
Your butt.
Well, Davey, you saw the... You know, listen, you were in the maelstrom for God's sakes, it's a good reminder, and you saw it with Michael Jackson. You can have everything in the world, but at some point you're sitting backstage at SeaWorld ready to go on, and they're telling you unbutton the third button down. You're thinking, oh, for God's sakes, whatever happened to me here?
I walked away from it at the top, and nobody cares about it, that except me. And it's because I met Elvis, and I promise you, I became good friends with John Lennon.
Uh-huh.
He was a mentor, and the day after I saw him on the Sullivan Show, on a Monday morning, I begged my mom to pick me up after school, and she did, and I bought an electric guitar, and the rest, I just was never planning on doing it professionally. I played in really bad garage bands and blues bands, and, you know, I always sang, but I had already been an actor playing, doing that for 2 years. I'd been on Broadway and did leads and all of those guest shows.
Yeah, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, right?
Well, that was later, but I'm talking like I did Blood Brothers with my brother Sean.
Oh, I see, when you were a bambino.
Yeah, when I was a bambino, I was 18. My first professional job was on Broadway, and it was a bomb. But fortunately, a casting director saw me and flew me back out to L.A. from movie, and I got Ironside, Bonanza, Mod Squad, all of those shows that were legendary hour shows. And at the end of the season, I went up and read for another part on a half hour called The Partridge Family. And they didn't care if I could sing or play. They weren't interested. They hired me as an actor. I had to then, after it sold, after the pilot sold, audition for their record producer. So it just was fate, as we understand it's all.
Yeah, I had your poster on the back of my door, and my mother put me into child therapy about that.
I understand. And were you coloring it?
Davey, beautiful. All right, listen, kids, Ruby and the Rockets airs Tuesday at 8:30 on ABC Family. And Alexa, if you ever want to get under Dave's skin, if he's really leaning on you and getting hard, say, "Yes, sir, Mr. Bobby Sherman." Can you say that?
Oh.
"Yes, sir, Mr. Bobby Sherman."
No.
I kid the Cassidy.
All
right, later. I'll talk to you, baby, down the road. Good luck with the show. That's David Cassidy and Alexa Vega. The show is Ruby and the Rockets, Tuesdays, 8:30, ABC Family. You think he was PO'd about the Bobby Sherman thing?
Nah.
There's a lot of turf issues there.
Of course.
Jesus.
Look, I think Bobby Sherman's a paramedic right now.
They had to call in Ute Taunt to mediate that Burt Ward, Bruce Lee thing, and I think I might have just set the fuse there. This is the Dennis Miller Show.